All right. Well, we had the battle on Bay Street last night. That was Montreal visiting Toronto, and it was a huge sellout and just a great game all around for the PWHL. But there's been so much going on. We've got to cover some more things in addition to that, and I certainly can't do that myself. Welcome in to the PWHL Puck Drop Podcast.
It's time for the PWHL Puck Drop Podcast.
All right, joining me is Lindsay from PW Central. We're glad she's back. She's on YouTube, Instagram, she's everywhere. She's covering all the games, giving her special perspective with highlights and game recaps. Welcome on in, Lindsay.
What's up? Thanks for having me back.
No problem. We're glad to get you so that you can help me digest a lot of action. We had like a little pause and we all went through withdrawal, and now we are like, oh boy, we're back in the fast lane with PWHL action.
Yeah, it's a busy week. We got Wednesday to Monday is like action packed.
Last night was the battle on Bay Street, Montreal visiting Toronto. So it was a sellout, and we have a new record for attendance for professional women's hockey. So way to go, and glad to see both of those teams involved with that. And happy that Toronto's still keeping up its winning streak with a big win over Montreal. They've been really, really hot lately. Great events. Of course, we had the rivalry series that we mostly talked about individually. And I know one thing we both wanted to get into just before we talk about game action is the trade between Minnesota and Boston.
Yeah, so I did my like initial reaction, which was just a really short video. But essentially I'm just really pumped for Minnesota because I think they got the best player in the trade. I don't think it's going to hurt Boston right away. I think this is going to hurt them in the future. That's the thing.
Right. That's pretty much where I landed. I know there were some subtleties about, freeing up one of those 3-year deal spots for Boston that they can then go. And we don't know how free agency is going to work. So I can't really weigh that too heavily. If I just look at this as a hockey deal and they had to trade Abbey Cook just to make kind of the dollars work out, or to, activate somebody else. But basically, hockey wise, it's like giving up on a young, let's say, Charlie McAvoy or like Evan Bouchard or somebody who, like, you're not sure if they're really going to get all the way to their potential. But a Patty Kazmaier winner, setting records, just able to play the game at both ends, and only after 7 games. That was in my reaction. And I know the return the other way was good, but I can't see how you cannot say after watching those games that that Minnesota came out ahead. What did you think of
I
the
mean, yeah,
games?
I think they lost Tapanee, who's playing well for them, and I think she will help Boston, but this is, like you said, a Patty Kazmaier Award winner. I think she was sixth in overall scoring in the NCAA. Like, that's crazy as a defenseman. So, and we saw it on Wednesday night. She's already made that impact. You can already see that power play is way better with her on it. That shot from the point.
That's right. The first goal they scored, and I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. So please, folks, comment if someone said like she didn't play well in the previous rivalry series and they had her in training camp and some games. So maybe, maybe she wasn't as happy with, her spot. I don't know, but it looked like all Minnesota had to do was plug her in there on the blue line with Lee Stekline, who plays more defensively, and say, go ahead, play hockey. And credit to Natalie Darwits, who apparently said, I think I can get the best out of this player. And well, I mean, you didn't have to try very hard. Just, put me in, coach. Give me some ice time. Don't let the mistakes that, or some of the tentativeness that maybe is there, dissuade you. That's what I saw. Like, I would have taken her on my team or any team in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I just think like they have Megan Keller. That's obviously their top player. It reminds me of San Jose because they had Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns. And as soon as Brent Burns left, Erik Karlsson just took over and went off. Like, that's what I think's happening. It's like that needs to be her spot. so she can just excel.
Keller's. And, you mean Keller's spot? No, you mean Jake's.
Yeah, Jake's. Like, that needs to be her spot. And, like, she gets to play with Stecklein, who, like you said, is an elite defender. So she can kind of be that rover and just go up.
Right. So it balances out better so that they don't have kind of competing roles. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a better fit. And, you know, Tappany, I do like her a lot. And I'm glad that she's well-traveled enough that, you know, I don't think the trade is going to bother her, like, you know, to have to switch teams, which can't be easy. But I totally agree. And I'm fascinated to see what happens. And I already like Minnesota quite a bit.
I was just going to say, like, do you think they're going to keep doing the rivalry series? Because I think if players get hurt there and it's sort of a nothing tournament, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, good question. I mean, that is just, it's more of a showcase than anything. So I suppose, you know, depending on how tight the schedule gets with, you know, if they extend the PWHL season into longer and then have the Women's World Championships and the Olympics, I could see them maybe doing away with that. Good point. But we don't know much about next season as far as if, you know, it's going to start in January and be the same number of games. But I mean, it was fun. If that was the last one, it, you know, the reverse sweep was always fun to watch.
Yeah, I think Spooner kind of came in and won it, to be honest, because I was looking at the stats and she led the series over everybody who played seven games. So that's crazy. She Did only she? Played three games.
She climbed over Hillary Knight's numbers and just in. Okay, so that makes a good segue to a topic that we want to talk about. And I, you know, I was titling my videos like Spoon Shoots, Spoon Scores, or, you know, just like, how do I come up with something to say? Like, you know, it's not a spoiler alert because it's Spooner scoring a hat trick. Just, oh, okay, I'm back from dominating here. I think I'll just dominate there. What is going on? We love her, but I don't think anybody quite expected this.
Yeah, I mean, she's just gone off this year. I can't believe how quickly she's come back. Obviously she had her son at the end of 2022, but yeah, she looks unstoppable right now. 10 goals in 10 games. She's currently leading in points as well, only one assist, but she's just a goal scorer. She's
isn't that the Cy Young award or something, the 10-1? Like, she's not a selfish player, but she goes to the net and gets those goals. So sorry, like the one she scored in the empty net that she looked like she didn't even really want to score that goal, but it didn't go in, so she had to poke it in. But in looking up why I thought she could have been a good pick for second overall, I would have been okay with that for Toronto. And I knew that she was probably going to file for the compassionate circumstances, so I did a little digging in there in case folks haven't been able to find it, because they didn't publicize it that well. That the three or four players that were granted that were basically mandated by the league which team and which round they had to be taken. So, I mean, I don't know where they, I don't know, you know, all things being equal, where she would have been drafted. You'd have to think higher than that, although she was just coming back from maternity leave. But fourth round draft pick Natalie Spooner is leading the league in scoring.
Yeah, I think she would have went higher for sure, but that makes a lot more sense now that you say that. I didn't understand that. I don't know if they really did publicize it much.
No, I think it, you know, and I give them a lot of grace around these kinds of things. These are issues that a startup league really has to work with when they're not paying their athletes millions of dollars. I think there are a couple more names, but I would have to look into it before I was certain about it. But, you know, moms with babies and with, you know, we could probably put Kendall Coyne in there, but she was already signed as a free agent. But those are the kind of things that I think they considered strongly for compassionate circumstances. And so it makes the second overall selection of Jocelyn the Rock maybe a little easier to take from the Toronto point of view, because after all, you could have gotten maybe Spooner in that spot and then the Rock back in the fourth round. So I'm going to pretend that's how that went down.
Yeah, I think that would make more sense. in my opinion.
Yeah. But how much fun has she been to watch just in general? She is such, just a happy person and a great face for the league.
Yeah, I think she's a great leader. I'm kind of surprised she wasn't one of their top three signings, because that would have made a lot of sense, like Kendall was for Minnesota.
That's true, too. So that game was great. You know, we're happy to see Toronto kind of get back. I'm just happy to see the teams stacked a little more closely. That feels way more the way it should be. And so they were able to beat Boston in a really good effort there. And then the other game was the Ottawa and Minnesota, which will be a home and home series. What are your thoughts there? What we saw from Jakes, and then what's going on with Ottawa?
I don't know what's going on with Ottawa. They changed the lines up a little bit. I don't know if that's an issue or what, but they can't seem to win games. And I mean, they're not out of it. Like, look at Toronto. They just leapfrogged in the standings because they got a couple wins. So I'm not too worried, but now they've got to play Minnesota again on Saturday. So top team in the league, not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's like everybody enjoys like the chemistry, and there's nobody on that team that you wouldn't cheer for anyway. And like some really good stories with Aggia. What about Breanne Jenner? When I did my recap, and honestly, as I was watching the game, and I think you said the same thing as we texted later, like, who's that? Oh yeah, number 19. Like,
I didn't even know who 19 was, and then I felt really stupid because that's the captain.
She was just slightly invisible, and the funny thing is she was playing with Gabby Hughes and Alexia Gia, and I noticed those two, and I was sort of like, wait a minute, so what have they done with these lines? And it took me like a couple shifts watching closely to see who was out there with them.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening, because she's so noticeable with Canada, right? She plays on the top line with Poulin, but I don't know if that's it. Like, she doesn't have that superstar next to her. Maybe that's why.
Okay, I'm going to put forward a theory. This just came to me. So from seeing her in interviews and knowing that, you know, she's more of a Toronto area native, so she moves her family to Ottawa. That's a big adjustment. And although she is a clutch performer, help me out if she's ever been like the face and the captain of a team. This is my theory now, my working theory, that it's been maybe a little bit on her shoulders, you know, to like do the thing with the prime minister, and maybe that's just not like the role that she would have preferred. Is that a crazy theory, that maybe that's just weighing on her a little bit?
I mean, watching teams go, like players go from their international teams where there's stars like all over the place, and then they go and they're in these new leadership kind of positions. Although everybody talks about what a great leader she is, so I don't doubt that she's good at that part, but in the games, like, I just don't see it.
Right. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, but she's been clutch. It's not like pressure has gotten to her in any of the Olympics.
No.
Okay. We'll just have to, I guess, keep our working theories and keep a close eye on her. If we remember that she's playing, because, you know, I don't want to get down on her too much at all. It's like Hillary Knight, who would have thought, you know, that would be happening as well. And there could be some injuries or something just behind the scenes that we're not aware of. So
yeah, you never know who's hurt, what they're playing through. Like you said, it's a big change for everybody, and some people are just quicker to adjust than others.
Right. Yeah, playing with line mates and different line mates, and playing so much more often, and just
Ottawa's kind of had a weird schedule too. Like, they've been behind everybody. Like, Toronto has really come about in the last few games. You can see, like, I saw Natalie Spooner talking about that. Can't remember where it was, but she was talking about just getting that chemistry with everybody. And I think Ottawa they have the chemistry, like, that's there. But just as a group, like, they've got to learn to finish out games when they're up, when they are playing well, and then, you know, find a way to get points in games where they're not maybe on their A game. I didn't think that game against Minnesota for them was all that great. Thought Mashmeyer did really good.
Yeah.
She's been great all season.
I think Mashmeyer has been under a lot of pressure. I guess Abstrider is back from injury, but maybe they're not, you know, fully wanting to test that too much. So maybe there are just some folks that, you know, are feeling like they're carrying a lot of the mail right now. Mm-hmm. But you also have to think, you know, the numbers game is going to break, just like it did for Toronto. Like, come on, they can't just sort of keep losing by one, especially in overtime. Those things don't happen. So let's hope they can maybe have a good game in the back half here against Minnesota. Any other just thoughts? Get out
of their head a little bit, I think. They just need a big win.
Get out of their head a little bit?
Yeah, I think right now maybe they're just feeling a little bit down because they can't close out games, and it's just a little bit of a mental thing.
Yeah. Well, they have a good coach helping them with that. She's very positive. So if anyone can do it, she can.
For sure. So they got that second half of the home and home against Minnesota, and then they're going to have back-to-back games in Boston. As that makeup game was rescheduled for Monday, and then they play them again Wednesday. So those will be a really big two games for Ottawa to see if they can get back
up. Definitely. They need to give, you know, stay even or ahead of Boston. They're both seem to be jockeying there.
And then the exciting thing that they're also doing is on March 16th, 17th, they're doing what they're calling the takeover weekend. So they're going to be heading to Detroit for a game, as well as Pittsburgh. I can't speak for Detroit, but Pittsburgh, I know, has supported women's hockey really greatly in the past, whether it was the PWHPA or the rivalry series, I want to say, played there as well. And they advertised it on the Penguins games really well. And the place was packed when they had those games.
Nice. And yeah, I've heard Sidney Crosby come out in support of the league already. So that would be a great city because, you know, they're a little smaller, but a great sports town and close enough for geographically. Yeah,
I could see them expanding there. That's such a good sports city.
Yeah. So that is in March. And I'm trying to look at the schedule if there are any more like TBD kind of. We've got a couple in April that say
I TBD. Believe they're going to do a game at the Bell Center for Montreal.
Okay.
I'm not sure when it is, but they're probably going to break the attendance record again for that one.
Right. That would be, yeah. It's nice that they've left some room to do these kind of events, and knowing that, you know, NHL arenas or just off site places would come available. And that can only draw in more crowds and more fans. Yep. So all good, all positive for the league. And in our upcoming podcast, we want to talk a little bit about expansion. We're both going to get our pencils sharpened and do some research on the draft and the free agency. And the trade deadline I just read today, I think, is something like the 18th of March. It's basically about a month from today. So there might be some more trades. We could chat about that. Any and all topics are wide open, and we're really hoping to get some Q&A. We've got some, guess what, people, you're already entered to win some of this shiny artwork that you see behind me. We're going to answer your questions and then draw five winners who will receive a print, and I will even custom make a print for you of your favorite player if we don't have one already. So get those questions in on any of those topics. Is there anything that you've been, you know, kind of looking forward to chatting as we get into the, I mean, I don't want to talk about the off season, but as it goes along here, playoffs, all that stuff.
Playoffs will be interesting. We'll have world championships in April. The teams are going to look very different as the U.S. will have a lot of college players. Right. So we could talk about that, whatever you want to talk about. Hopefully the viewers send us some questions. Maybe they have some topics they want to discuss.
And maybe we'll have some more trades to talk about. So we will wrap it up here today. Lots of exciting games on the schedule. Once again, Lindsay is at PW Central on YouTube and Instagram, doing recaps, working hard, as am I. And we're both doing this out of love for the game, not doing it, you know, for numbers, or certainly not making making a career out of it.
Just want to grow the game.
We could go into Bitcoin if we wanted or something. You know, we're not doing this to be shrewd, but we're addicted to this league and these players, and it's just so much fun. So thanks for coming back on with me, Lindsay. And don't forget to send us your questions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're watching us. And we'll catch you in the next Puck Drop podcast. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me. P-Dub, peace out.
Bye-bye.
PWHL Puck Drop Podcast.